USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The White House has blocked EU Ambassador Gordon Sondland from appearing before Congress. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff says he fully expected Sondland to attend the deposition.
This was after conversations well into yesterday afternoon and evening with the State Department legal advisor, in which there was no indication that the ambassador would be a no-show.
Republican Jim Jordan says the GOP also was expecting to hear from Sondland.
We were actually looking forward to hearing from Ambassador Sondland. We thought he was going to reinforce exactly what Ambassador Volker told us last week.
The former U.S. envoy to Ukraine released texts that appear to reinforce whistleblower complaints that President Trump pressured the Ukrainian leader to investigate political rival Joe Biden and his son Hunter. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 314 points, the Nasdaq down 133. This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Authorities have determined that the key witness in the Amber Geiger murder trial was shot and killed during a drug deal that went bad. Dallas Assistant Police Chief Avery Moore says three suspects were involved.
Thaddeus Green shot Joshua Brown two times. According to the autopsy report, Joshua Brown was shot two times in his lower body. One was a through and through, and the other entered his body just below the spine, traveled upward, damaging vital organs.
The Trump administration is lashing out at the mayor of Minneapolis for charging more than $500,000 for security for a Trump campaign event last Thursday night. An Obama event in 2009 was charged just $20,000. Mayor Jacob Frey, a frequent Trump critic, explains.
President Barack Obama was coming here on behalf of the Office of President of the United States, not as a campaign event. President Trump is coming to Minneapolis as a campaign rally.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client at Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
The number of illegal crossings across the southern border is declining, USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Acting Customs Chief Mark Morgan says illegal border traffic declined for a fourth straight month in September, when it was down by 65% from what was seen in May. He says at a White House briefing, it's because of more cooperation from some other nations.
President Trump has worked to have other countries in the regions, like Mexico and the Northern Triangle countries, to join us as true partners.
Morgan, though, took the opportunity to chide Congress for doing nothing on serious immigration reform. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Workplaces trying to be politically correct are cutting out the Halloween office parties. USA's John Clemens has the story.
The costumes that fellow employees wear may be funny or creative to them, but highly offensive to someone else. Business strategist Mark Fenner of Rise Performance Group of Dallas advises companies attempting to create employee engagement, this may not be worth it.
Office parties at one time were a great way to do that, but with social media and all the pressure on being politically correct, it's put some risk around those parties.
What is HR supposed to do?
You just run the risk that somebody's going to wear something or dress up in an outfit that could be misunderstood.
This is John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.